there. Welcome. I am so thrilled to be here and to do this workshop with you. Today, we're going to be talking about how to go from employee to entrepreneur. While we are just beginning here, I would love for you to just join in, say hi, and just want you to know how glad I am and how excited I am that we get to spend this time together. So this workshop today is going to be packed with lots of great information. I'm also going to give you some very specific tools, and I'm going to link below a downloadable worksheet for you to do that will really support what we're talking about today. The other thing that I want you to know is that this workshop today is going to be 30 minutes. So last week, the workshop that I offered was a bit longer. It was an hour. And I feel like that can be a lot to bite off and to digest and to also just create space for in your life. So I really want to make these weekly workshops more just digestible and easier for you to consume and easier for you to be able to take the pieces from it and do it in your life and also make space for taking the information in. So it's going to be 30 minutes today. So we'll go from 12 to 12:30 Eastern time. So let's just go ahead and dive in. So again, my name is Amanda Upton and I am the Rule Breaker Coach. I help women make the leap from the 9 to 5 into entrepreneurship. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. So by the end of this workshop today, you are going to have a very clear view of what that runway looks like, how you actually go from being an employee, full-time or part-time, how you go from that place of working for someone else and then making the leap into entrepreneurship where you are your own boss. We're going to talk about 4 specific steps to take that's going to create that runway for you. And we're going to talk about where to begin with building your runway. Like, how does this all even take place? So you are in the right place, by the way, if you have a full-time 9-to-5 job, if you are working a part-time or full-time 9-to-5 at the same time as working a side hustle, and it will also serve you if you are already living the dream as an entrepreneur and you're just wondering how to maintain this lifestyle and how to keep stacking success and abundance on top of each other so that you can keep this going. So everything I'm going to share today will serve you in some way. And if you are already an entrepreneur, what this will provide to you is just coming back to the foundation, coming back to where do you begin? And sometimes when we get started with building a business, we just dive in and then there's the foundational part isn't always there and we can feel sometimes a little bit lost. So we're going to touch on a few different things that will support you no matter where you are on the journey. And it would be wonderful to know exactly where you fall in those categories. Like, where do you fall in? Just comment below. Tell me where you are, what you're doing, what you're feeling, what's up for you, where you are on that process, on that journey. So let's just talk right away about what does it actually mean to build a runway for your business? What is that? This is an essential part of making that leap from employee to entrepreneur is building the runway. Not only does it make it more real, it actually gives you tangible steps to work on so that you can just imagine it's a runway and that plane can only take off if it has the long enough runway and if it has everything it needs, it has the space it needs to begin to soar into the sky. And that's exactly what we are going to be doing today. And so this isn't so much like you got to create the financial plan and you've got to create the business plan. Not all of those things are necessary right now. And I would even throw out the idea of a business plan right now because there's a lot of other pieces that you can work on that feel really doable and that will move the needle really, really quickly. And that's what this runway is going to look like. And if you follow these 4 steps, you are going to be making progress. You're going to be making your move so that you can actually leave your job and really pursue either your side hustle or a full-time entrepreneurial job position full-time. Okay, so this is going to tie into mindset and strategy to really help you make that leap. So let's just go right into it. So when you are in a job it can feel like, okay, I want this thing. I want to have a business. I know I want to work for myself. I know I don't want to work for somebody else any longer. I want to be my own boss. But how do I make this real? I have the desire. But how do I go from sitting in this position to over here, way over here? How do I get there? What is in between point A and point B? So the first thing that you want to do, we're going to go right into step one, is you want to get really clear on your why. So you know you want to make this change. You want to make this shift. But why? Why is it important to you? Why does it matter? Why does it need to happen? Why do you want to go from employee to entrepreneur? Why do you want to be an entrepreneur? What about that is interesting and attractive? And what do you want to create or do or make possible in your life as a result of being an entrepreneur? What is the impact that you want to have? These are all questions to journal on, to grab a piece of paper. If something is coming to mind right now, write it down. Otherwise, be thinking about it. Have it in the back of your mind and take time today in the next few days to write it down. Everything I'm going to share with you is things that you can start right away. This isn't like, and then in a few weeks, and then in a couple of months. No, it's like a right now type of thing. You can start this process of building this runway for your future right now, today. Okay, so you can begin with step one, which is getting clear on your why. Why do you want to make this shift? Why do you want to make this change? Let's go right into the second step. So once you know why you want to make this shift, and this is so important, by the way, your why is going to inform every other step in the process. It is going to keep you motivated. It's going to help you build that momentum so that you can do what it is that you need to do every single day to make that leap. And by the way, you're going to experience some challenge along the way. You're going to experience exhaustion, possibly. You're going to experience just like, how do I do this? You might experience overwhelm. You might experience just like rejection at some point, criticism. You might experience just like not sure if you want to do this thing or not. You're going to get all kinds of messages from people and you're going to question yourself along the process. And that is just part of making the leap. But knowing your why is going to give you exactly what you need to keep going. It's going to give you that burst of energy. When you know why you want to make this change, then it's going to encourage you to get up and try again, to stay up a little bit later and work on your side hustle, to write the copy, to tell somebody, even though it's scary, to tell somebody what it is that you want to do. When you know why this matters to you, you are going to have more energy, more oomph, and more motivation to make it happen. And your why can, by the way, just dig in here a little bit more. It can be to make more money. It can be to be with your family more. It can be because there's a specific area that you want to work in. You want to bring your skills and your wisdom and your expertise to. It can be that you just want more space. You want more freedom. You know, it can be anything and all of the things, but know why you're doing it. Okay, so once you have that down and you know why you're doing it, then go on to step two. Now, step two is really fun and at the same time, kind of scary. So I just want to put that out there and I'm going to talk you through how you deal with the scariness of step two. Step two is choosing your exit date. Whoa, yes, you're doing that already. This is like the thing. So once you know why you're doing it, which you could figure out in a few minutes journaling, then you can go to step two, which could also happen today, and that is choosing your exit date. So the only way that becoming an entrepreneur, going from employee to entrepreneur, is going to be real is if you write that date down. You make it real. And that exit date can be 1 month from now, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. That doesn't matter, but it's like choosing the date that it's going to happen. And here's what I want you to do with that. I want you to put it in your calendar, because if it's not real until it's scheduled, okay? Like if it's not in your calendar it's likely not going to happen, right? So this isn't just something I want you to go, yeah, in 3 months, maybe in 6 months I'll do that. No, when you are at this step, which you could do this today, right? Once you know your why, then you can choose your exit date. I want you to be specific. The month, the day, get really specific that it's going to be May 15th. It's going to be June 9th, 2023. Like, get really specific. Look at the calendar and choose an exit date. You're going to put it in your calendar. And then the next step after that is I want you to write it on a sticky note. Put it on a sticky note, June 19th, 2023. That's your exit date. That's the day you are leaving your job and going into entrepreneurship. And you're going to put that sticky note on the mirror in your bathroom so that every time you are brushing your teeth and getting ready for work, you are seeing that date, you are making it real, and you are reminding yourself that this is happening. This is really happening. I'm going to make this leap. I'm going to do this thing. And again, it doesn't need to be 1 month from now. It can be 6 months and 9 months from, or 9 months from now. Just pick a time and write it down, and you're going to make it more real. And the thing with that is this will just help with kind of getting out of that place of being 1 foot in and 1 foot out with your job and like not being into it and just that wishing and the wanting things to be different, but not having like anything really figured out. This is going to give you that clear, like, okay, this is happening on this date. So now I need to get to work. I need to make, if I want this to happen, I got to make it real. If I want June 19th to be the date, which it's going to be, then I got to get my stuff together. And so this is going to help you with that. So what's going to happen is it's going to be exciting, and it's also going to be scary. You might even feel like you're shaking a little bit as you are writing the date down. Or as you look at the date every morning, you're going to go, oh, I can't believe this. I don't know if I can do this. So it's going to create some anxiety, and that is okay. I want you to be prepared for that anxiety. I want you to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you're just ready for it to happen. I can't remember the word, but you're ready for it to happen. You're just like, you're anticipating. That's what it is. You're anticipating anxiety to happen. And you know what? That's okay. You're just going to take a breath in, to let that breath out, and tell yourself, by putting this date down, I am putting the universe on high alert. I am letting the universe know that this is what I'm working on. This is what I'm working towards, and help me. So if you don't want to say universe, you can say whatever the term that feels just right in your heart. But just knowing that there is a higher power at work here. And when you put that date down on paper, you are saying you are putting this into action. You're putting it into play. And this is what will happen. No joke. This is what will happen. Just trust me on this. When you put that date down, this is how you're going to relieve your anxiety. Doors will begin to open. Trust me. Doors will begin to open because you made a decision. This is going to happen, and now the universe is going to meet you where you're at. Doors are going to begin to open. Opportunities will start to show up. They'll start to flow into your life. Everything that you are going to need between now and then is going to fall into place, okay? Now, this is a big leap of faith. As much as it is like a big leap in terms of what you're doing, you just got to believe, right? So when that anxiety comes in, it's like, nope, I know I'm going to be taken care of. I know everything's going to fall into place. I know the doors are going to open, and just trust. So meet that anxiety with trust, right? You're building the habit of trust, not the habit of fear in this process. Okay. So when you write this date down, so you've got it on the calendar, you've got it on your sticky note, you're trusting that the doors are open and everything's going to fall into place. The next thing that I want you to do when it comes to selecting your exit date is to ask yourself every time you see your sticky note on the mirror, what do I need to do today to move me closer to this goal? So this is like a daily conversation you're going to have with yourself. What do I need to do today to move me closer to this goal? Keep it simple. It doesn't need to be big things. So for tomorrow, right, if you write your date on a sticky note today and you stick it on your mirror today, tomorrow, what can you do today, that day, to move you closer to your goal? It could be downloading or listening to a podcast, downloading an audiobook. Maybe you follow somebody that's inspiring. Maybe you look up a workshop. Maybe you tell somebody. Maybe you tell a family or a member or a friend what you're doing. You're just sharing it. Maybe it's doing a post on social media. Maybe it's going to a bookstore and just looking at all the books and getting excited about the entrepreneurship or getting excited about a specific area where you want to be. Maybe it's finding a mentor, hiring a coach, laying out your plan, just beginning to brainstorm your ideas. One thing that I often do that works really well for me is I will just sit on my couch with my favorite drink, like a hot cup of tea or something, and I just got my notebook and my paper and my pencil. And I'm just brainstorming. I'm just writing down the things I've been walking around with, the ideas, the ahas, the feelings, the kind of things that are coming to me. And I just write them down just to get them out. Like that can be an action that you take to get you closer because you're taking out of what's in you onto putting it on the paper and it makes it more real and you have something to work with. Because I know that you are thinking about things. I know you're brainstorming ideas. I know you've got some kind of plan in place. I know you've got who you want to work with in mind or like an example of something you want to do with them or something you want to teach or offer or whatever. Like you've got this thing going. So just writing it down will also be a great way to work with it. Okay, so far we've talked about two of the four steps. We've talked about step one, which is getting clear on your why, and step two, which is choosing an exit date. So let's move to step three, which is looking at your finances. Now, this is the part that a lot of people want to just go, I'm just going to go the other direction. But this is really important. And I want to be clear what I mean by looking at your finances. Number one is I want you to just get really honest with yourself about how much you need to make during the first year of your business. And this is really thinking about like, what do you need to contribute to your family? How much money do you need to cover your part of rent or the full rent or whatever it is? Like how much money do you actually need to survive, to live, to thrive? Like what do you need to make? And so know that number because that number is going to be a very clear path for you, like knowing that like, okay, that's the number I need to make and that will help you make for other decisions further down the line. The other reason I want you to look at your finances is I want you to know that you don't need to save a lot of money for your business itself. This is more about for your living expenses, like what you need to thrive. So when you are thinking about doing this business, you want to just ask yourself, you won't need a lot of money if you're doing an online business, okay? So ask yourself, am I doing an online business or am I going to do a brick and mortar business? Now you're going to need money for a brick and mortar business. So know what that number is. Begin the research on that. If it's an online business, your overhead is super low and you don't necessarily need to save up a lot of money for that, okay? It's just really identifying what are you going to do online or brick and mortar. I think online is the way to go. It's the easiest way to begin. And even if your ultimate goal is some sort of brick and mortar, you can start with online to build traction and to get some income coming in. And it's very low overhead. Okay, so that is step three. Definitely take some time there. And again, you can do step one and step two today. Step three, look at your finances, can be tomorrow. I mean, you can do all of these things I'm going to share with you today, this week. Like today's Thursday, you can do it today and tomorrow. And you'll begin this runway. So part of looking at your finances, and it's going to lead into step four, is creating a temporary or a permanent money-making plan. So I want to use that as a segue going into our step four. So step one was get clear on your why. Step two is choose your exit date. Step three is look at your finances. And step four is you're going to start a side hustle. And we're going to create a money-making plan to make that happen. So a side hustle is the fourth step in creating your runway so that you are generating money and you are gathering data at the same time as working your 9 to 5. And you might feel like, oh, are you kidding? I just want to jump out of this and into entrepreneurship. I don't want to do a side hustle. And you can make that choice for sure. The benefit of having a side hustle is that you are going to begin to generate some money so that when you quit your job, you've got some money coming in. It will also give you that confidence that you can do this thing, right? You're going to start the process. You're going to begin to build something and create something. And it's also just going to give you the opportunity to gather information about who it is that you want to serve. So you're really creating something that works for people, and it works for the people in which who you want to serve, and it's going to just give you, it's going to get you out in front of people quicker than if you were to wait, have like your 9-to-5 job, wait 6-9 months, and then quit your job and start the thing. If you can start a side hustle now and be getting out in front of people, then when that exit date comes, you're already building traction. You already have an audience. You already have something that's going and that you can just build upon full time at that point. So how do you actually create a side hustle? And this is what I want to encourage you to do, is that I want you to look at creating a money-making plan, and I will walk you through that in a moment. And this is particularly important if you are looking at your finances and you're like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know. I need to make money. And creating a side hustle doesn't need to be about your ultimate business idea. I really want to make this clear. It can be your ultimate business idea, but it doesn't have to be. It can be something you do right now to make sure your bills get paid. And I want you to even think about this as like, this is just temporary. This isn't forever. This is just something I'm going to do right now. I'm just going to figure this out. I'm going to get my feet wet in this. I'm just going to start something and then build it into my full idea later. Or your side hustle can be an opportunity to explore some different things. So you might be at a point where you are an employee and you want to be an entrepreneur, but you don't have a clear business idea. And creating a side hustle can give you that clarity. Now, I want to walk you through a very specific way to gain that clarity and to make money and to figure out what your business idea could be, either for a side hustle or for an ultimate like business idea. So I'm going to link to a worksheet that I made for you below, but we're going to just walk through this together. So if you have a piece of paper, grab it. If not, you can do this later. So the way you're going to create your money-making plan is you're going to take just a blank piece of paper, and you're going to draw 4 quadrants, okay? So just 4 quadrants, and then in the first quadrant on the left, I want you to write, what are your skills? Okay, so in this top left quadrant, you're just going to brainstorm. What are you good at? What comes naturally to you? Where have you gotten results for yourself that you think you could get results for somebody else? So this could be like, what are you like? Is this organizing? Is this cleaning? Is this teaching yoga? Is this a mindfulness practice? Are you really good at meditation? Are you really good at meal planning? Are you really good at parenting skills? Like, what is it that you're really good at that you could do? That like comes naturally to you, where you've got results, okay? There's no right or wrong here. You're just going to brainstorm what your skills are. And when you write it in the box, just know you're not committing to that thing. You're just brainstorming ideas. In the top right quadrant, now you're going to move to the second quadrant. You're going to write down, who do you want to serve? And this is also just a brainstorm. Think about like the people that you long to help, that's just in your mind, that you feel passionate around, that there's interest around, that there's curiosity around. Is it older women? Is it younger women? Is it kids? Like, is it men? Is it whatever? It doesn't matter. Is it dogs? You know, like, who is it that you want to serve? And also in quadrant 2, what are they struggling with? Like, what do you know about these people that you want to help them with? Like, why are you curious to work with them? What do you see in them? And then like, what struggles do you see? What challenges do you see that you think you could help them out with? And you could also, the other question you could think of here is just, what keeps them up at night? So as you think about the people that you want to work with, just ask yourself, what keeps them up at night? And if these people are in your life, a lot of the time, the people we want to serve is ourselves like 5 minutes ago. So to ask people, just ask your friends and family, what are they struggling with? What challenges do you have? Where do you want support? Okay, let's move to quadrant three. Quadrant three is going to be your bottom left quadrant. And this is where are people spending money? So as you think about the thing that you want to do, the thing you want to help people with, where are people spending money on that same topic right now? Do people typically buy books, ebooks? Do they use podcasts? Are they signing up for workshops, trainings? Are they buying a specific product? Are they doing a specific one-on-one service or group service? Like, how are people generally engaging with this type of service or product? What are they doing? How are they spending their money on it? Okay. So think about it. It could be a magazine. It could be a subscription. It could be a membership. Like, what is it? Just, and again, you're just brainstorming. How do people spend money on this? Now you're going to move to quadrant number four, bottom right. Simply, what lights you up? What creates joy for you? And just write down all the things. It could be serving people. It could be just like being in nature. It could be being around animals. It could be like being around kids. Like, what is it that just, oh my gosh, you could just do that thing all the time because it's so exciting and it's so fulfilling. What lights you up? Okay, so now when you have all four quadrants filled up, here's the thing. Your business idea is at the intersection of all of these quadrants. So as you look at everything you just filled in or when you do this exercise, that's where you will go, okay, so what could I do with what I have? Where could I find a side hustle here? Where could I create a business here? Like, what business ideas become apparent? What begins to stand out? What ideas get sparked? Where do you like begin to look at it and go, okay, now what could I do with all of this? What could I create? What could I offer? Who could I teach this thing to, okay? So this is a brainstorm process. This is something that may take a few days. This is something, too, that it might be good if it feels right for you to talk it over with somebody, to just write it down and then to also just verbally, like, get it out, brainstorm ideas, and see what comes. And again, this money-making plan exercise is around finding that side hustle to generate income now. And it can also be used to find your business idea if you don't have something solidified right now. You're not clear about what you want to do. Use this exercise to do that. Okay, so just a few more minutes and then we will close for today. But I want to share some examples of women. I love sharing examples of women who have gone before us, who have done this similar kind of work, right? Or they have actually, what I should say is they have made the leap. And I find it so fascinating to study women who have done this because it's very encouraging and very inspiring. So you may know Kendra Scott. She is the CEO of Kendra Scott, and which is a jewelry brand. And it's like literally a billion dollar business. It's this massive business. But guess how it started? It didn't start that way. It started by her making jewelry in her bedroom while working a full-time job. That's where it began. Like, we got to remember when we see these examples of people who are big and shiny and doing all the cool things, they started somewhere. So she started making jewelry in her bedroom. And she built a runway for herself by making that jewelry, going to trade shows on the weekends, getting her product out, selling it wherever she could, showing people her work wherever she could. And that's how she began to build some side income, got good information from that, just grew her knowledge. So then she was ready to make the leap. Someone else you may know of is Rachel Hollis. She's written tons and tons of books. She's got a really big presence in personal development field, and she has a company called The Hollis Company. But before launching her business, where she started was she was an event planner, and it wasn't the end-all be-all thing for her, but she did it. She had some interest in it. And what she did to create a runway for herself is she started a blog. And she started to write about her experiences, and she had recipes and things like that. And it gained a large following, and that led to some book deals and some speaking engagements. And then her coaching practice grew from there. And then she wrote more books, and then she got an even larger presence, right? It has to start somewhere. And every single person that you look out and see that's like, oh my God, they did that thing. They're making this product, or they're offering this service and they're really successful at it. Just remember, they started somewhere. Everybody needs to build their runway. So let these women be an example of that process, and that you can do this too. You can do the hard work of clarifying your why and getting really super clear on that. You can choose your exit date and be in the anxiety of it, and then trust that you're going to find your way. The doors are going to open. And then also just doing that work of looking at your finances, really facing it and getting clear about how much money do you actually need, and also clarifying what kind of business you want to have so you know how much money you need to generate. And then make a money-making plan. I know that this could be a big deal for you. So do this work, and it will help you figure out your side hustle. Having a side hustle is a really big part of your runway, again, because it's going to generate income for you. It's going to get you out in front of people. It's going to get you practicing saying what you do. It's going to get you in the practice of creating offers and teaching and working and making and doing the thing. And it's going to give you lots of good data so that when you are ready to make the full leap, you can do so with a lot of experience already under your belt. So to wrap it up, building a business, it can be really overwhelming. But the more we break it down into steps, the more doable it is, and it's about keeping it simple. So follow these four steps to create your runway. I would love to know if you are going to begin today, if you're going to begin tomorrow. Just type it in the chat below. When are you going to begin your runway? When are you going to start creating your runway? And take these steps, and I promise you, it's going to lead you into that full-time entrepreneurship path that you are desiring to be on. Okay, so I'm going to link to the money-making plan below, and just know that you can do this. Building a business takes time, it takes patience, it takes dedication, and you are ready to do that stuff, and you have everything you need to make it all happen. So I hope you found this workshop helpful today. If you did, please let me know. Share your biggest takeaway below. And before we sign off, I want to let you know that I am working with one-on-one clients right now. So if you would like to take what we talked about today and go into it and work on it and really have somebody there to hear you and kind of help you to dig deeper into this process and also work together on creating the runway, including your plan and your strategy and your mindset so that you can build this business and take the leap, then let me know. I would love to work with you. You can message me on Facebook or on Instagram to set up a consultation call. And if you know of anybody else that is interested in taking the leap, let them know that we're here. The Rule Breakers Club is here, and to join in, okay? So if you have any other questions, let me know. Thank you, Sarah. Woo, good. And thank you for being here, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. We'll see you next time. Bye. Hey, if you're ready to cultivate the mindset and skills needed to live life on your own terms and make a meaningful impact at the same time, then I want you to sign up for a consultation call where we will explore what you want and what's stopping you. We'll also talk about how working with me can quantum leap your results and your life. All you need to do is head over to soulcareclub.com/schedule to book your free call. I look forward to talking with you soon.